Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with students during the 9th edition of popular interactive program Pariksha Pe Charcha. In a video released today, the Prime Minister was seen addressing students on how to overcome stress and anxiety during exams. During the interaction, Mr. Modi advised students to trust their own unique learning patterns, emphasizing that no two individuals think or grow in the same way. He said that every student has a distinct style and it is important to have full faith in one's own pattern of preparation.
पहली बात है आप अपनी जो पैटर्न है उस पर पूरा भरोसा करो लेकिन जो पैटर्न के लिए सुझाव देते हैं उसको ध्यान से सुनो समझने की कोशिश करो और उसमें आपको लगता है यार मेरी पैटर्न तो है लेकिन ये चीज मैं अगर जोड़ दूं तो अच्छा होगा लेकिन किसी के कहने पर मत जोड़ो अपने अनुभव से जोड़ो
The Prime Minister advised that teachers should remain sensitive to the learning speed of every student. Calling the absence of dreams a serious mistake, he urged students to dream big, fearless, and draw inspiration from biographies. Lok Sabha has been adjourned for the day following opposition protest on various issues. When the House met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, the opposition members, including from Congress, TMC and DMK, again trooped into the well, shouting slogans against the government. The presiding officer requested members not to disrupt the proceedings of the House and to go back to their seats and allow the House to function. Amidst the opposition's uproar, the concerned ministers laid the paper of their ministries. The discussion on the Union Budget 2026-27 was listed in the business of the House but could not be taken up. While Rajya Sabha transacted normal business before being finally adjourned for the day, when the House met for the day, members of the House raised the matter of public importance during the zero hour. Then the House took up question hour, wherein several ministers, including Ashwini Vaishnav and Shivraj Singh Chauhan, replied to supplementaries. When the House assembled at 2 p.m. post-lunch, Rajya Sabha took up private member legislative business. Members of various political parties moved their private members' bills. Later, Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh adjourned the House for the day. Both the Houses will meet again on Monday at 11 a.m. Government has said that the Beti Bachao Beti Padhao scheme has transformed from a policy initiative into a national movement by mobilizing various stakeholders, including government agencies, communities, media, civil society and the public at large. In a written reply in Lok Sabha today, Minister for Women and Child Development Annapurna Devi said, sex ratio at birth at the national level has increased from 918 in 2014-15 to 929 in 2024-25 and gross enrollment ratio of girls in the schools at secondary level has increased from 75.51% in 2014-15 to 80.2% in 2024-25. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today visited forward areas in Hiranagar sector along the international border in Kathua district, marking the start of his two-day tour of Jammu and Kashmir. The Home Minister launched welfare schemes for the Border Security Force personnel. The Election Commission has extended the deadline for filing claims and objections under the Special Intensive Revision of Electoral Rolls in Uttar Pradesh up to the 6th of next month. The ECI in a statement said that revision is being conducted with 1st January 2026 as the qualifying date. In Pakistan, 31 people were killed and 170 others were injured in a suicide attack at a Shia religious center in the capital, Islamabad, today. The explosion occurred at Tarla Imam Bargah in the Shehzad town area. According to the police, the suicide bomber was stopped at the gate of the Imam Bargah, but he detonated himself. On to sports now. In Under-19 cricket, India have set a target of 412 runs for England in the final of the ICC Under-19 Cricket World Cup in Harare, Zimbabwe. In reply, England were 37 for 1 loss for 1 in 7.4 overs when reports last came in. Opting to bat first, India scored 411 runs for the loss of 9 wickets in the stipulated 50 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.